With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Friday, August 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Russia is now striking at everyone in the world who seeks peace. This is also Russia's strike at President Trump.
European foreign ministers meet amid Russian attacks on Ukraine and fresh appeal over disappearance of Kieran Dernan. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Derby and Louth are making a new appeal over the disappearance and murder of 6-year-old Kieran Dernan. The last known photos of the boy were taken over 3 years ago. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Gardaí have been unable to locate Kieran or find out what happened to him despite extensive and ongoing inquiries. Two people, a woman and a man, have to date been arrested on suspicion of murder. The last known pictures of him were taken in June 2022 when he was 6 years old. Kieran would be 9 years old this year. Three homes and lands next to them have also been searched, which includes excavation works as well as a full forensic examination of each scene. A number of electronic devices have been seized and analysed. Gardaí are continuing to liaise with Tuaslep as they make a new appeal for information over his disappearance.
A man is due in court today charged with the murder of Sean Small in County Down. The 84-year-old was found dead outside his home in the Slievenabrock area of Newcastle on Sunday night. The 41-year-old man who's been charged is to appear before Newtownards Magistrates Court. Mortgage approvals reached almost 1.8 billion euro last month, the highest level on record. Banking and Payments Federation figures show the number of mortgage approvals rose by 12% month on month. There were 3,356 first-time buyer mortgage approvals with values exceeding 1.1 billion euro for the first time. Chief Executive of the BPFI, Brian Hayes, says mortgage switching has also been strong.
But it does show that the strength of the market, particularly in the first-time buyer area, is very strong. Also strong on the switching side, up about 3% on the same period last year. And that, I suppose, is a reflection of the fact that interest rates are coming down following the ECB lead over the past number of months.
There's concern a decision to end the UN's peacekeeping mission in Lebanon will worsen the conflict. A UN Security Council vote to see UNIFIL troops withdrawn from the country has passed unanimously. It means over 300 Irish Defence Forces personnel will end their peacekeeping mission at the end of 2026. Sinn Féin Foreign Affairs spokesperson Donica O'Leara is criticising the move.
The vote at the Security Council is shameful. It is shameful that the US has given in to Israeli lobbying. It is going to be significantly destabilising for the region and brings to an end a mission that has been a stabilising force. And it's deeply disappointing from an Irish point of view, given the Irish contribution over many, many decades at this stage.
Pressure is mounting on the Russian president to bring to an end to the war in Ukraine following the latest attack that killed at least 21 people, including children. The head of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says she's outraged at the worst onslaught on Kyiv since July, which also damaged the EU's delegation office in the Ukrainian capital. Former US ambassador to Ukraine, William B. Taylor, said President Putin has no interest in seeking peace.
It's horrible, it's cruel, it's cynical. President Putin clearly doesn't want to end this war. President Zelensky clearly wants to end this war. So what the president said is right. What President Trump said is right. Both sides need to do it. Only one side is interested in stopping this war. That's President Zelensky. And Putin clearly doesn't.
Taoiseach Simon Harris is in Copenhagen today for a two-day summit set to be dominated by the ongoing war in Ukraine. It'll also focus on the continuing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The number of knives seized by Gardaí has jumped 28% over 5 years. A new analysis of knife crime in Ireland also shows most assaults with a knife happen in homes and not on the street. Alan Cantwell reports.
This knife-related crime analysis 2015 to 2024 found that on average, 5 knives are seized and taken off the streets every day, which equates to 18,906. There were close to 20,000 prosecutions for possession of knives, or nearly 40 a week. There was a 14% overall increase in prosecutions over the period. Fewer than 2 assaults causing harm with a knife occur in streets or open spaces per week across the country. Such incidents accounted for 5% of assaults causing harm last year. Males account for 86% of offences. For detected incidents, the highest number are in the age range 18 to 34, accounting for 57%. Fewer than 1 murder with a knife on average occurred per month over a 10-year period. 1,784 people were admitted to hospital following an assault using a knife over the decade, on average 15 people per month.
People attending Electric Picnic are being advised to be prepared for mixed weather conditions. Campsites opened yesterday and the main stage opens this evening. 80,000 people are expected to attend, with headliners including Hozier, Fatboy Slim and Kings of Leon. Alan O'Reilly of Carter Weather looks ahead to the weather in Stradbally.
Friday we'll see good sunny spells. There is a risk of some heavy rain Friday night or Saturday, but I'm hoping the worst of that will stay south of Stradbally, and then Saturday will improve as we go through the day and sunny spells. And Sunday then looks pretty much sunny spells and showers.
Jessie J has been forced to cancel and rearrange parts of her upcoming tour as she undergoes further cancer treatment. The singer revealed to fans in June she'd had a mastectomy after being diagnosed with breast cancer. The 37-year-old used a video on Instagram to tell fans she needs more surgery.
Nothing too serious, but it has to be done before the end of the year. And unfortunately, that falls right in the middle of a tour that I had booked. I haven't been able to finesse the US dates yet, so unfortunately that will be cancelled.
Sport now, and in soccer, Shelburne became just the 3rd League of Ireland club to earn group stage football in European competition. A 2-0 win over Linfield on the night at Windsor Park means Shells were 5-1 winners on aggregate. Meanwhile, goalkeeper Ed McGinty was the hero for Shamrock Rovers, who earned a scoreless draw in their second leg against Santa Clara at Tallaght Stadium. The Hoops win that tie 2-1 over the two legs, booking their place in the Conference League for a second successive season. Both sides will find out their league phase opponents when the draw takes place later today. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.